Me and Pee-wee found some cover and watched Monaco. Maybe he's dead, I said.
Could be.
Monaco moved. He straightened his legs out and then brought them back up again. Voices. We looked to see where they came from. There was a clump of bushes off to one side. It was just a little thicker than the rest, but I could still see one branch that was a little too straight. It was the barrel of a gun pointed at Monaco.
They got him covered. He moved and he dead. They waiting for a chopper to come in and get him,
Pee-wee said. We looked around, trying to spot anything else we could find. There was another suspicious clump of bushes on the other side of the pickup zone.
Let's get the one on this side when the chopper come,
Pee-wee said.
Right.
He wanted to fight back. That was Pee-wee. He was hurt, maybe hurt bad, but he was still thinking about fighting back.
Who the hell were these people? These soldiers? Was I really one of them? If I was, could I ever be anything else again?
Wait. Always. Wait. We waited. Across from us, no more than 60 to 70 meters, Monaco sat, looking at his hands. His helmet was pushed back on his head. He was sitting in the shadow of death. We were all sitting in the shadow of death. I wondered what he was thinking about. Maybe he was thinking about his girl. I even hoped he was thinking about her. We heard the chopper. It came in from behind us like a great angry hornet swinging its tail. Me and Pee-wee opened up on the first clump of bushes. We surprised them. It took them a while to return fire, but the chopper had them spotted. The moment the chopper opened up on the first machine gun, we started shooting at the second. The chopper came down fast. We thought it had been hit. It landed and guys started piling out. Me and Pee-wee came out and started heading for the chopper. Monaco was up and had his piece. He came running over to us and grabbed Pee-wee's other side. We got to the chopper. The damn thing bounced up a foot and almost knocked Pee-wee's head off. Me and Monaco grabbed his legs and threw him into the chopper. A crewman pulled him in. I thought about putting my piece on safety before crawling in. Monaco was up and in, and the other guys who had come in with the chopper were piling back in.
Move your ass!
I lost the little strength I had left. The wind from the chopper sent pieces of sand and dirt into my face, and I just wanted to lay down. I got my rifle in the door and reached for something to grab hold of. Somebody, I didn't know who, was pulling on me as we started moving. The floor of the chopper smelled of oil.
Pain! God! A sudden searing pain in my right leg. I was hit again.
The pain took my breath away, and I tried to twist to look at the leg. Somebody pulled it around, and I screamed. Somebody else was screaming, too. Or maybe it was me. The chopper was in the air. I couldn't breathe. Somebody was laying on top of me. The guy on top of me was trying to get off. I heard myself yelling as his weight came down on my leg. The chopper veered crazily to one side, and I was struggling to hold on. My leg was burning, bursting with the pain, but I was able to hold on. The dark interior of the chopper began to spin. I called to Pee-wee.
Pee-wee! I'm making it, man, he said weakly. Monaco? Hanging in, baby.
Monaco was near me and put his hand on my shoulder.
Hanging in.
A short burst of rounds hit the side of the medevac, and I clenched my teeth and grabbed for the sides. It spun in the air, and then I felt the floor lift into me as we started away. There were bodies around me, some crying out in pain, others shaking in fear, others trying to help the wounded. One thought filled my whole being. I was still alive. Alive.